Governor Chris Sununu recently signed a bill into law that would eliminate the requirement that hair braiders obtain a license to do their work. These licenses were often expensive to obtain, and some argued they were unnecessary, in part because no potentially dangerous chemicals are involved in braiding. This could open the door to employment for workers, many of whom are African American, who learned this skill at a young age from family members. Hairstylist Shaquanda Allen advocated for the bill. She braids hair out of a small shop in Manchester called Heavenly Touch Salon. It's a small shop, just a couple of chairs and broad mirrors, and mannequins wearing wigs in the window facing the street. I stopped by Heavenly Touch this morning to speak with Allen about what this law means to her.
Tell me about the work you're doing today. You've got this long strand of hair, and what will you be doing with this?
Today we're going to braid her hair up into a ponytail, a long, long, long ponytail. So this is the extensions that I'm going to use.
And how long have you been doing this?
A very long time. I started like when I was 10, and then professional, I've been here for 3 years doing it from a shop instead of my house.
Do you enjoy the job?
Actually, I love my job. It's wonderful. It's good to make someone else feel great about themselves. Now when she leaves here, she's going to feel good. She's going to go out and rock her ponytail, and she's going to feel happy. She's going to come back in 2 weeks and do it again.
Up until recently, when House Bill 82 was made law, mm-hmm. it required a license. Did you think it required a license?
Not necessarily, because I'm not doing anything crazy that has never been done before. Again, braiding's been around for years, and our mothers have braided our hair outside our homes. And when you go to school, they don't teach you how to do these things. They go over basic big braids and on straight hair, but they don't show you how to do it on kinky hair and things like that. So if you didn't grow up doing it, you're not really going to know what to do. You can teach yourself, but it's a long process to teach yourself in a short period of time.
So how did you feel when HB 82 became law and didn't require someone like you to have a license for this?
I felt very happy, less stressful, because now I know I can be somewhere professional and not have to worry about certain licenses and things like that, or just someone coming in and saying, oh, you can't be here, which was the best thing to happen. So now I feel very happy. I don't have to watch my back as much.
Do you feel like there's going to be a rush of people like you who know how to do this and now feel, oh, I don't need a license, so now I can open a storefront?
Definitely, because there's a lot of braiders and there's people better than me, so I'm pretty sure once they find out, like, oh, I can do this for a living, they're going to do it.
Does that make you nervous? Does it make you think that you might have more competition?
Not really, because we all have different style of braiding, and you build your relationship with your client, so then eventually they just start coming to you and don't look other places. So we're never really going to step over each other's toes. There's even now, like, there's some braiders here. If I can't take them, I'm like, hey, she braids just as good as I do. She could try to go see her.
So how do you see your career as a braider going now that you're able to do it without a license legally?
I feel like it's going to go very far. As of the time it passed till now, I've been getting a lot of customers. So I'm giving myself in 5 years, I see big things. And 5 years is a short-term goal.
What's the long-term?
Long-term is hopefully have a bigger shop with a lot of braids, and we just do braiding, just out of one shop. We don't have to do chemicals or anything, because I don't like chemicals.
Bigger shop. I'm looking around the shop right now. You've got a couple of chairs here, and then you've got a couple of chairs. Are these hair washing stations right over here?
No. Yes, hair washing and drying, and then the regular stations. It's just two of us for now. So now that this is passed, we are looking for other people, which would be nice to have some more braiders in here.
Looking for other people to hire?
Looking for other people to hire that also do natural hair care. Again, because I'm the only one right now, so it gets overwhelming. So now that I have someone kind of help me out, that's even better.
So if the law weren't passed, how much would it have cost you to become licensed?
Over $1,500, probably. That's including tuition and buying supply just to go to school.
Would that have been too expensive for you? Or
Very expensive, just because I have a household to keep and not a lot of time to sit in a classroom. So that takes away from my pocket. So
now that you don't need a license, do you feel more free to sort of advertise your services around town? And will you be doing that?
Yes, we have been, actually. Facebook is a good place to reach out to people. And just word of mouth has been good too. I'm like, yo, tell a friend to tell a friend. So they have been telling a friend to tell a friend. So now I can see more and more and more people starting to come, which is nice.
Thank you very much for allowing me to sort of interview you, put a microphone in your face while you're working.
It's good. Thank you for coming out and asking the questions. It's good that you're doing this so other people could know exactly what hair braiding is about and why we fought for the Bill 82, just because it's there, it's a need for it. And a lot of people, again, can't afford to go to school. And if you go to school, they don't really teach you this type of hairstyling in a way. So, hey, eventually, maybe one day we can have some more classes in school. We can fight for that next. That would be very helpful to everybody.